My parents didn't let me watch SpongeBob as a kid because I thought it would make me stupider. No shit. That was, she said that my mom, I vividly remember, would let me watch Fairly Odd Parents. But when SpongeBob would come on right after it, she would turn it off and say, that's a stupid show and it's going to make you stupid. And I was never allowed to watch SpongeBob.
Jesus Christ. Imagine if you did watch it.
What
would you be dealing with right now? SpongeBob's good. SpongeBob has a lot of low-key dirty jokes in there.
It is, dude.
There is, actually. It's good for adults as well. It's fun to watch when you're high as an adult. I actually want your opinion on something. You too, Arush. Is this shirt too orange? Is this too much?
You know what, Racco?
Is it a lot?
I don't think it's peach enough. I was like, I don't think it's too orange, but I do think it's not peach enough.
Right. Is it too much?
I don't think
it's
so.
A little vibrant.
It is vibrant. You're a vibrant fellow.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. In fact, when you had your sweater on earlier, it was a 3/4 zip.
When it was peeking through.
I didn't think you were wearing a shirt on underneath it. And I was like, wow. 3/4 zip with bare skin underneath it. I was like, that's a fucking, are you about to go sailing or what's going on here? But yeah, no, I first went, I had to double, like, and realized
that it was just bare chest.
Straight up. It was blending in with your skin just enough. Like, that's why I'm saying it's not peachy enough. Like, it's not, it's almost skin color, you know?
Wow.
I don't think it's a very...
I think I'm kind of... Like, you think I'm just that smooth? Yeah. I don't know if that's a compliment or, like, you know I have chest.
Listen, man. The 9 a.m. joint I smoked might have been playing playing tricks on me. Arush is sitting over there like, man, I thought that thing was fucking brown.
Yeah, I thought it was yellow for a long time. I mean, you're kind of bullying the disabled with this one, boys. I'm going to be honest.
Arush is colorblind.
Yeah, welcome. Well, everyone, welcome Arush. First day on the job with no training wheels. He's our new editor, camera guy, fat guy, Coleman 2.0, if you will.
Give the full twist.
Yeah.
Let people see what's up.
I'm really scared on how close this is.
Oh, it's very close. Yeah. You got to get a little lower.
There you go.
There you go.
Looking a little rough. We're gonna make sure during the edit they don't see that.
Kind of speaking of like the color of this shirt, I was thinking it kind of sucks. Like tall gingers are really put in a box because there's no opportunity for any other nickname other than Big Red. You're a tall ginger, you're just always Big Red.
When you say Big Red, I think this is kind of just telling of where I'm from, but I think of like the Honda 3-wheel ATVs, you know what I mean? Because those are all called Big Reds.
Why is that?
They're called Big Reds. It's all big on the gas tank. It always says Big Red on the side. So that's what I always go to. But being a tall ginger and not be like, what else are you going to be called though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a shame. If you're a tall ginger, you're only Big Red. That's right?
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't matter anything else.
You're past the Ron Weasley stage, you know?
Like, I have like me. People call me Racco. Mm-hmm. I get Rack City sometimes. I get Co, Kosif, Geico. I have a bunch of nicknames. But if I was like 4 to 6 inches taller and a ginger, I'd have none of those. Yeah, I would only be Big Red.
You go from Ron Weasley to Firecrotch to Big Red you're over 6'2 as a ginger person. I think that's the evolution of a ginger person over the height of 6 feet.
And it doesn't matter the type of Big Red you are. You know, you could be like a burly big ginger or like a twig, like 7 foot, like skinny, lanky ginger. And you're both Big Red. You could be a big basketball player or just a guy that just plays video games all day. You're both Big Red.
Yeah. You could sumo wrestling sized man.
Yeah.
And if you're a ginger, you're Big Red. You might be Fat Bass at that point. Depending on how much Scottish influence there is on your life. But you know, grain of salt.
Yeah.
You know.
Just joshing around. Moment of the week goes to
the pool noodle fight over the name Josh attracts hundreds again. You guys probably remember this from Twitter or Facebook or wherever.
I don't, but Arush mentioned it before.
You don't remember
this?
No,
he said apparently this was a thing last year.
But I don't know. Was last year the first year for it? Damn, right. So yeah, this guy Josh, I guess, put a tweet out and he's like, that sounds super old person. I mean, put a tweet out, you know?
You know? What else tweeted?
Yeah, Josh tweeted. He's like, hey, I'm defending my title, Josh. Any other Josh in the fucking area want to come down to the park and fight me with pool noodles? Can. And I think the person who won last year was like a
5-year old.
Yeah, a 5-year old kid.
It was a 5-year old.
Which is ridiculous.
And they defended the throne this year. He won again.
Really?
Yeah, John Vincent Jr. defended his title as number one Josh, 5 years old.
John Vincent? His name
Josh Vincent.
Josh, okay. I was going to say, there it is. I swear to God, you said John there. I was like, wait a second. This guy's a fucking phony. He's not even a real Josh.
There should be a John, right? I feel like there's more Johns in the world than Josh's.
Yeah, superior name.
I'd love to take part, but we're not Josh's.
Exactly.
I feel like if we go, we'd be like, I don't know, we need fake IDs.
Yeah.
Just to get into the joshing around party. I think...
I am Josh. $20.
This reminds me of one time my friend John, other John, not this John, John from back home. He said his last name's O'Reilly, and he started a group chat with like all the John O'Reillys on Facebook, and then he just said hey, and then they all just started beefing each other like in the messaging group chat. Like they're all just like, there's only one room for one of us.
Yeah,
maybe one superior one, and that's kind of that could have easily turned into this. Just actually went into that, and yeah, it's. I find it funny too how like, because all the money is going to charity and stuff like that, but even the charities they're using are like the Joshua Collingsworth Memorial Foundation,
yeah.
Josh the Otter mascot.
Yeah.
Like it's all Josh related. Josh Sellers Wine label pledged.
Yeah, the Josh Sellers Wine, they doubled or matched the $21,000. $21,000 this guy raised. This is a very wholesome story. Like we're trying to make jokes about it, but... It kind of sounds like if we're dicks and we just keep roasting this dude who did stuff for like this children's hospital. But I just, you know, I have a problem with a 5-year old winning.
I was going to say, I don't know how I feel about that because I feel like they just let the 5-year old win, which is like cool. But back to back years, this kid's going to grow up to be a piece of shit. Yeah, he just thinks they can get anything they want.
You know what I mean? You know? Like, I'm sorry, but like if I'm in a fight to defend my name, pool noodles or swords, it doesn't matter. I'm taking the easy targets out first. Like I'm warming up on like the fucking 5 to 10 year olds, and then I'm like I'm teeing off on those kids. Like you know that whole thing. Like would you rather fight 48-year olds or 8 40-year olds? I'm putting the 48-year old like argument to the test at this thing.
48-year olds, I do think would be easier at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, for this kid, it's like you've only been Josh for 5 years.
Yeah,
like you don't even know what it's like to be a Josh yet.
Yeah,
you don't know. I've been a Josh for like, well, I'm not a Josh, but if I were, I'd be 24 years experience.
Wait till you grow up and you have to be a Joshua because Josh is a fucking kid-ass name. You haven't seen hardship yet, kid. You don't even know what pain and struggle is.
You don't know what it's like.
You don't fucking like, right? He can't even drink the wine named Josh. Like, it's fucking stupid. This kid doesn't deserve to win.
He's barely a Josh.
Barely a fucking...
5 years is, like, a very minuscule amount.
In the grand scheme of joshing around, man, and Josh's, 5 years is not a lot.
Filler news story of the week goes to...
This semi-trailer that crashed outside Pittsburgh and dumped more than 7 tons of hot dog filler onto the highway.
Dude, scroll down to the picture.
The picture is the grossest... fucking thing,
it's
bro.
15,000 pounds of, they're calling it meat, but we know it's not meat. It's just yellow blub. It looks like the looks like if you
yellow.
Like cut open a whale and just
yeah
bro you colorblind
it. Yeah, it's like
yellow.
Yeah, it's pink, right?
It is.
It's pink.
You see that as coming pink, right? Like
is that yellow to you, Arush?
No, it's pink.
It's pink. That's why I'm confused. I was like, oh shit.
I was confused. It doesn't make two of us, right?
It's not, color blindness isn't contagious,
it's
is
purple
it?
Purple. Yeah. Color blindness.
This made me think, like, how
Arush
much
has to mask up to keep his color blind from spreading.
This made me wonder how much hot dog filler do you need to see for you to get turned off completely by hot dogs? I think 7 tons is the answer.
I think it's 15,001 pounds because I'm starving for a dog at this point, bro. I don't care.
Man, that's gross.
Like, I think, you know, anyone who says that this is what's turning them off of hot dogs, like, I get it. But, like, we've been eating hot dogs long enough that we know that is exactly what... It looks like fucking insulation. Like if you threw drywall, like insulation in a fucking blender.
But it was like gooey.
Yeah. And then fucking
mix it with some like, you know.
Whale. Like, yeah, I whale was a, like the truck. It looks, the truck is a perfect representation of like when a whale washes up on shore and then they cut it. Or when or like when a shark is like when they catch a shark and then they cut the shark open and all the boots and all the shit like falls out of it. Like that's what this semi truck looks like with all this fucking hot dog filler.
It's a lot of filler.
Right? And it's weird to me that it's packaged loose like this, right? Like I think
there's all this plastic around it. I feel like it was wrapped in this plastic and then just kind of exploded. Because what is all this other shit around it? It looks like it's big plastic bags.
But that's what I mean. Like, do you feel like this? It looks like there's just one big bag.
Think about how many hot dogs there are in the world, John.
I get that.
You're going to have to transport them 15,000 pounds at a time.
Filler, too. Like
just
this,
filler.
This without the tube in it. Like, this is not too...
The meat they're transporting in mini coops. They don't need much fucking... they don't need much for that. I guess, like, it's gross, but we've also been eating hot dogs now for, like, decades, centuries almost.
I'd say,
to the point where it's obviously like not that bad for you, because someone would have died by now by hot dogs if it was that bad for
you. Yeah. Like it's like, you know, you're
Joey Chestnut would not be alive right now if it was bad for you.
That, if it was worse than you, then it not like is and we that we know about, you know?
I wonder if Joey Chestnut eats hot dogs at any other point in the year, like any other day of the year, if he eats hot dogs other than July 4th. Because there's this professional drinker.
Yeah, the lemonade guy.
Professional drinker. No, like he's like a German.
He's
what's it called?
He's just German.
Like Oktoberfest type thing.
Yeah.
But like he'll come to parties. It's mainly like it was my uncle's like 50th birthday party. So it's just like old guys who drink, and you get like instead of getting like a clown or princess over for the birthday party, they get just some drunk over.
You get Steve will do it fucking 20, 30 years.
This guy
years
can
from
drink.
Now.
He has a crazy, like he'll drink a crazy amount. And the way he drinks it, it's like crazy. But he was saying he only drinks on the job, which is the only job where that's okay.
Parallel, bro.
To do that. And he says he doesn't drink outside of work. So I wonder if Joey Chestnut eats hot dogs.
If he enjoys hot dogs.
Yeah, I feel like you can.
Do you think he dresses them like when he like he'll make himself a gourmet Frank every once in a while, you know, go the whole nine yards, chopped onions, sauerkraut, hot peppers, maybe some crunched up chips. You know, do you think he ever treats himself? You know, shows himself the finer
like
thing?
A sausage. Not
you know
a hot dog.
Mean?
A
yeah,
sausage.
Yeah, exactly. You know? A nice bratwurst, right?
I don't know.
Rather than just go it's yeah.
Maybe he just likes it, you know? He just likes normal hot dogs, no toppings.
Watered.
Dipped in water. Watered, moist bread.
When we did the glizzy gauntlet,
yeah.
I dipped the first bite of hot dog into water. Mm-hmm. And within two chews, realized that that was the worst mistake I would never repeat in my life.
No.
Wet bread. It was like...
They said it's easier. I found it harder.
Well, you got to get through the gagging.
Yeah.
Like,
that was tough.
It's hard to swallow when your body's doing a reverse one, you know?
Unit of measurement of the week goes to...
Asteroid the size of 350 giraffes to fly past Earth this week. And you know what I found weird about this story is, yes, that is a very obscure unit of measurement to use.
Yeah.
But through the whole story... They don't mention
giraffes.
They don't mention giraffes. The over 1 mile wide comet or meteor is what they refer to it as.
Yeah.
But in the headline, they decide to use 350 giraffes.
Yeah, I wonder
like what
they see this meteor like on like a. I don't know what they're looking at NASA. You know what I mean? I'm picturing like a Tony Stark type fucking white like smart board. You know, they're just looking at this ass.
Zooming in on it. Like, yeah. I think that's fucking.
It's about,
that's about 300?
No, 320, 350, about 350 giraffes.
What unit of measurement came first, the giraffes or the miles? Like, did they convert miles into 350 giraffes, or did they go, is the standard unit of measurement giraffes, and then they make it miles so that the public can really understand.
But it's the choice of animal that's really bothering me, because all giraffes are different sizes.
Are they?
Yeah. There's no... I don't think they're all the same size.
Like, I feel like all giraffes are, like, the same height. give or take a few inches. You know what I mean?
You think?
I think so. Like, I bet you the fluctuation in height between giraffes is only a foot average. Like, I don't think there's dwarf giraffes out there.
No, I'm not saying, like, drastically different, but it's kind of, I don't know. Can we get a Google search on this?
Yeah,
are all giraffes the same?
Yeah, are all height. Height.
Are all giraffes. Because, like, I feel like this would be, like, how tall is a giraffe in general? But all giraffes.
Oh, there's four
absolutely
different.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. Four different types of giraffes.
Species.
Yeah.
They're all different heights.
And slouchness. Look at their fucking different. Oh, that's a different. I think that's a. Never mind.
What are we talking about?
I think I'm seeing that weird.
That's just water.
I think that thing said they weigh.
I think they're just eating.
They weigh between 1,500 and 3,000 pounds. That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're using like an animal. Like,
dude, that's like.
You know, like a blue jay, you know what I mean? Because all blue jays are the same size.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're like, oh, this is 738 like blue jays.
Right.
They use 350 giraffes.
Imagine if we were reading that last story and they were like, they just like, five giraffes weight worth of hot dog filler spilled out onto the highway. Like, are you fucked?
I kind of like that, though.
I don't mind. I like, and you know.
Because I'm not good with like. Units of measurement, or like you're bad, really bad with crowds of people. You don't know how many people are in a crowd.
Yeah, no. That's,
so if
I'm
you're like, hey, this
that.
Is like 1.1 miles wide, I'm like, okay, I don't know miles, I know kilometers. It's like 350 giraffes. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of
you can contact, but like that's
a lot because one giraffe's pretty big.
Can we go back to the story there, please, Arush? Like the problem with it is, go up a little, please. It's just like. I don't like giraffes aren't even like the most like relatable thing to all people. You know what I mean? Not everyone in the world has seen a giraffe, but like if you made this like Honda Civics, everyone has seen a Honda Civic. Everyone can contextualize that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a big fan of this though. I'm going to start doing that.
Mm-hmm. I like it too, or like the
even for shit that's small. You know what I mean? Like that's about like a quarter of a giraffe.
Yeah,
you
know? I think I might just start using random animals too, man. You know, four koalas, about two platypuses. If I had to guess it myself, you know what I mean?
Let's get into the news. First headline we got is:
dolphins recognize friends by tasting their piss. Science. Vice is so edgy, you know what I mean? You see a Vice article and they're just like tasting their piss, like, you know, this isn't getting published in the newspaper with a word like that in the title. But anyways, scientists are doing tests on dolphins.
Wild experiments going on. I was thinking this is a very, you know, this is a very bold pitch of an experiment. Whatever scientists pitch this, because it's like, you know, let's just make them eat each other's piss and see if that's how they communicate.
Like there's the one guy in the corner of the classroom, and he's like, do you ever notice how dolphins just swim with their mouth open through their buddy's piss? You'd think they might like it. You know what I mean?
Because, yeah, that's the thing. Dolphins don't have, like, noses, really.
Yeah, they can't smell.
I forget what it's
they
called.
They got noses, but they don't work so good.
Yeah, because it's all for aesthetic. Functionality-wise,
they
work.
Wouldn't be like they'd just be called bottle dolphins if they didn't have noses rather than bottle nose dolphins. Right, that's a dolphin fact. But they don't have olfactory bulbs. That's what it's called. That's what makes your smeller smell.
So they can't smell. So they taste with their mouths.
Crazy. I wonder how well they can taste though.
I would be really picky about what I smelt if I had to taste it
to
know what it smelled like. You know? I think about it, I'd be very selective with my smelling.
Yeah.
But so then they were running other tests.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
fuck it.
Let's see if they can.
This one doesn't cost much.
That's how they know. That's how they recognize their friends is what they said, is through the taste, which is basically the smell of their friends is. Piss.
So this is what they did. So they got small samples of pee from dolphins in and around Hawaii and in the Pacific Ocean, I think, which have been trained to pee for science, so that scientists can have dolphin piss to do tests on for whatever else. And obviously it came in handy, because what good would we, like, what good is this knowledge if we don't know it, right? So anyways, they took this amount of piss from these dolphins and then dumped it into the water and then played sounds from dolphins they were from either familiar with or unfamiliar with, and then allowed the dolphin to swim through what they call excretion plumes of this piss. And apparently dolphins that were familiar with the sound, the dolphin chirp that they were swimming towards, kept their mouths open for longer while swimming through the corresponding piss of this dolphin, because they could kind of tell that was the dolphin.
I just think there's a fucking weird ass scientist that's hoarding dolphin piss,
right?
And then they finally found a reason that it actually, like, I don't know. I feel like he was really banking that they would find something.
I don't even think it was a scientist. I think a scientist was like, they're like, man, where do you think we can get a bunch of like piss to do this this experiment? And Buddy's like, I know just the fucking guy. And just called Tim from his fucking high school, bro. That just was super into dolphins back in the day.
Bro, yesterday, my roommate was calling an insurance company because he's getting a car. And it was just like, he answers the phone, or like he called them, so they answered the phone, and he was just giving them all this information. He was like, yeah, like here's my, like, everything, like everything that's important. He was giving them the information, and he had like a 30-minute conversation, and then he hung up, and I was like, how was that? He was like, oh, it was good. I was like, what insurance company was that? And he's like, oh, it wasn't even an insurance company. And I was like, wait, what? So he just gave all, just some guy?
Like, he was just so convincing. Like, he knew exactly what to say.
Oh, that was funny.
I felt so comfortable with him, you know? Like,
but yeah, I don't think we'd be friends, dude, if I could only recognize you by tasting your piss.
What if you were the, I don't know if I'd be friends with the dolphin piss guy either. You know what I mean? Like, you come home from work just reeking like dolphin piss from doing experiments. And
why would he smell like dolphin piss?
I don't know. Maybe he's... I don't know, man. I think that anyone, like...
Yeah, if you have a lot of dolphin piss, you're coming out with dolphin. Like, you're doing more than just using it for the experiment.
That's, you know what I'm saying. Right? I think this is a very, like, you know, this is a good, this guy's into dolphins. Like, I think people who run experiments like this, like, this guy's the equivalent to a horse girl. You know what I mean? But in the dolphin realm.
Because, yeah, you would have to pitch this. I don't think there's a need for this. Like, I don't think someone's telling the scientists, like, hey, we need to figure out how dolphins recognize each other.
Like,
I think he was just like, hey, you know what? Can we get some funding for this idea I have? And he's just like,
I got all this piss, dolphin piss just lying at home, just burning a hole in my box.
It's going to go bad if we don't use it soon. Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? Exactly. You don't want to waste it.
Yeah, it's going to expire in a couple months. Like, we put
expire. Yeah. What do you mean? Like, you trying to eat this? Like, expire.
Saying, like, I just know that it's going to go bad soon. Yeah, I don't know. This is what advancements this will cause in the science world. I'm optimistic, but I'm preparing for the worst, you know. It seems like we've come, like, putting people on the moon in 1969 to only come to making dolphins swim through puddles of their own piss. It just seems like regression in the science world, you know.
I just think we've done so much, we're getting bored.
This is a side quest of science.
We're just like, oh, fuck it. Let's figure this one out. That's how you know how advanced we are. It's like, yeah, let's just figure out what dolphins do if they taste each other's piss, you know. It's a bold fucking experiment there, Randy.
A sheep has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for killing a woman. It headbutted her repeatedly until she died.
Well, yeah,
that's the
not
hard,
funny.
It's not the funny part of the story. The funny part is it's going to jail. It's just very tragic that this woman passed away.
Not only is it
careful,
like, careful. 3 years, like, 3 years doesn't seem like
enough. You know what I think they should have done? Like, fucking ate him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wait, what did you say?
And do you know what I think is bullshit? I think that the farmer had to give 3 extra cows to the family to pay reparations.
It was 5 cows.
5 cows. Even
had to
more.
Give up 5
He's down
cows.
6 animals at this point. He didn't get to eat one of them.
How did they agree on that number?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm surprised, like, they're like, oh yeah, we'll give you 5 cows. Okay, yep, no, that's
No, like the family, like the family of the deceased was like, fuck you and your fucking ram piece of shit. And like, I'll give you five cows.
Like, no, they're like, I want seven cows. He's like, three. They're like, five. He's like, deal.
Why don't you just kill the fucking ram?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, eye for an eye. You know what I mean? Like, why is it?
I agree with you.
Why are we sending it to prison when it should just be, you know?
I picture this sheep just running the yard, dude, just like dunking on dudes in the basketball game, like just fucking moving illegal contraband in jail, you know, bandana on. He'll come out just shaved, just fucking yoked with tats all on him.
Yeah.
If they sent him to real jail, I picture
that's it. That's a good question. Would it go to human jail?
Yeah. I don't think so, because I feel like it would probably like just.
What do you think animal jail is like?
I don't know if I've ever actually thought that.
I just, like, up until 10 seconds ago, I didn't debate that. That was not a thought in my head that could be a thing.
Yeah, like I can imagine what it would be like for, like, a dog, you know? It's just, like, a room with, like, eight vacuum cleaners in it, you know? Just
that's a torture chamber.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I pictured jail to be, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't really know what sheep, like, it's just a room with a border collie in it, and it just gets chased in circles all day. Snake bites man on butt as he sat on toilet playing video game. This is honestly one of my biggest fears. It is. It really is. I remember seeing this, like, a story of this, like, when I was, like, 10. Being like, this is fucking crazy. And if I ever think of it while I'm, like, sitting on the toilet, I am done in that instant. I'm like, fuck, I'm not waiting around to find out.
Well, what's fucked up is that the snake bit him, and then he jumped and it came, yanked the snake off of his butt cheek. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, they still found like broken teeth inside of his butt because he just yanked it out. So the teeth are like still in there.
Yeah, so it was a python that bit him. But Taken, he's sitting there. He's shitting there.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there. Playing phone games, and it bit him, and he stood up and sucked the thing right out of like the tube. You know what I mean? Like he that whole thing just like got yanked out through the tube.
Yeah,
and he would have just had a snake hanging off of his ass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Because then you yank it out of you, and then you just throw it, and then you run out of the bathroom. But now you don't know how to enter the bathroom again because there's a fucking python in there.
Yeah, it's the whole hangover Mike Tyson tiger in the bathroom situation. You know what I mean? But if we go down here, if we go down in the story, there is a picture of if you go to his story on Twitter, go to that hyperlink there, tweet. Yeah, if you look at the fire department that came and took care of it. Look how fucking bad that third picture. This is a proper snake too. Like, imagine getting. Look how proper their firefighting gear is, dude.
Fucking. There's four of them all wearing camo.
Jungle camo, dude.
Jesus Christ.
This is an insane picture. That snake just lunging at people. Took fucking four dudes to wrangle this snake.
I don't know, like.
Oh, man. I fucking hate snakes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like, I hate snakes.
So he was playing a phone game.
Yeah.
I don't know why they said video games. I don't know why they just didn't say he was playing on his phone. Here's my stupid ass thinking. He has a whole setup in his bathroom. Like, what a lazy piece of shit. He just has a whole flat screen PS5 set up in his bathroom.
Big living, bro.
Like, he just doesn't go to shit. Like, he goes to shit. He's going to relax. Like, he's in there for hours.
He's taking a load off in more ways than one.
So if part of me was like, you deserve that. You know what I mean? If you're just going to sit in the bathroom all day like an idiot. But no, he was just playing phone games, passing the time. What game do you think he was playing? And do you think that he can never play that game anymore? Because let's say you're playing like, I don't know. Let's say you're playing Fruit Ninja, right? I don't think I could open that app up again without just going at least
flashing
like,
back.
You know what I mean? Without at least it like tingling, grabbing my ass.
It's like
you know what I mean?
When Harry Potter's scar hurts. You know what I mean? Like that's what my ass would do if I just opened up the game again.
Yeah.
Well, apparently too, he was traumatized so much that he hasn't used the bathroom in his house since.
Yeah.
He's been going down the street to the local mosque. But I don't think it's like an isolated event to his own toilet. Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like if anything, you're safest in your own toilet because a a snake won't go up the same toilet tube twice. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I feel like you're putting yourself more at risk now by trying out different toilets. But I would be
snake in the toilet thing. We need to figure, because this happens. You know, this isn't the first time a snake's gone through a toilet. This happens a lot in Australia.
Yep.
We need an invention that can prevent this. So I'm trying to think of like something that would be good to put in like the bottom of the hole of the toilet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't, you know, prevent shit from being flush, but also doesn't prevent stuff from coming out from the top. It's tough because you can't put like a screen there because then you're just going to have a shitty screen.
Or like, and if you put a screen there, you know, you got to think about making it small enough that you've got to like a snake can't get through it, because snakes come in various sizes. You know, this man was just unfortunate enough to have to deal with a python.
That python wanted to get there. Think about the journey that thing would have to go through.
That low-hanging fruit, bro. Like, he's glad it was his fucking ass that got bit and not his fucking nuts.
He's very lucky it wasn't his nuts. Because I'm thinking if I'm a python and I peek through when I'm peeking through a toilet and I just see cheeks and then balls dangling.
Yeah.
I think not knowing what any of it is, I'm going to be most attracted to the balls.
Yeah.
Pause, because I'm just gonna be like, yo, and I think that's the first thing I'm biting.
I'm gonna eat them motherfucking balls. I was a snake, dude, I would only eat balls first.
Just think about the way they're just sitting there hanging.
Low hanging fruit. I wasn't joking when I made that reference. Like, I think that
would be the most, you know, I'd probably be like, what's that? It's kind of like a punching bag. Just like, you know, I'd probably attack that first.
I've seen my own butthole and I've seen my own balls, and I would much rather go for the balls on a first bite than a butthole. Specifically my own. I cannot attest to anyone else's butthole. That's why I speak from my own personal experience.
But I think the way to get around this is every toilet in area, because like this happened in Malaysia, I guess it might be an issue there, but this is mainly a thing in Australia. I think Australia for sure, every toilet should be plain toilets. Because you know how plain toilets are like, it's closed.
Yeah.
And then it's not until you flush when it opens up.
You're not scared of going to the bathroom because of snakes. You're scared because you feel like you might get sucked out of your own fucking house out into, like, I hate airplane bathrooms. I've made that clear on here before.
Dude, you know what? Animals must be bored as fuck, because this snake had to go through hell to get through that whole piping system just to bite someone's ass. Like, what was he doing to, like, think about the situation he would have to get in to find himself there. You know what I mean, like, the first thing, like, how bored do you have to be to see something? Be like, yeah, let me fight my way through that.
You know,
to see what's on the other side.
I feel like snakes,
you don't have anywhere to be, nothing to do.
Snakes as an animal, I feel like, lack rhyme or reason to their actions. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're a snake, you just kind of feel, like, I feel like snakes are condescending assholes that just, you know, are super full of themselves. So they kind of just think they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. Whenever I see a snake, that's what I think. Like, you know what I mean? I hate when people try to dress up snakes as like a nice animal, because fuck that. Yeah, they're not.
No.
They're cocksuckers.
No.
I think that they're the epitome of just like, they would be the worst people.
Think about it with snakes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, snakes. If you get called a snake, like, different animals mean different things.
The same reason you wouldn't be a fucking, you don't want to get called a rat. You know what I mean? Because you're just the dirtiest scum of the earth. Yeah,
you're a rat. You're a snake.
Ugh. But, you know, I think that's what snakes do. Like, I think they're just sitting there going around being like, you know, I can fuck some shit up today. You know what I mean? Should I fucking go kill some more mice and rats that I went into the sewer to go find in the first place? Or should I bite a buddy on his fucking butthole while he's trying to just enjoy some temple run?
Yeah.
For the while he enjoys a 15-minute break from his wife and kids.
Yeah.
Disrupt the only peace he gets.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder how long the snake had its head poking up the hole for and just sizing it up.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, the second he came up, if he was just, like, instant, like, you know? Or if it was, like, he was like, oh, okay, what do we got here? And he's, like, scoping it out, and he's like, all right, that side's looking at it. And then attack.
He almost went butthole, but, you know, he sniffed that out with his tongue. He's like, something's not right there, you know?
I like to think it was a quick attack. He didn't even put much thought into it. Because if he did put thought in it, you would have went balls.
I think.
Everyone's going balls. I think it's
Oh, bro. The worst part is, too, is now I feel bad for the guy who got bit because he's standing up with a poopy butt. You know what I mean? Like, he's standing up with a poopy butt getting the snake off. He has to call the fire department. And now he's too scared to go back into his fucking bathroom to finish the job.
Yeah. That's tough.
That's a very, very shitty situation.